Wow, so I know a lot of you are feeling exactly the way I am. You're tired, you're stressed, you're in need of a vacation, you feel like you're running out of time, there's long hours, you don't have a lot of personal time, and there's a constant sense of always trying to catch up to everything, to check your messages, to stay on top of the news. And to be honest with you, we have to do something about this. I need a break, and I think we all need a break. And Bridget Chilty is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist and author of Overwhelmed, Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time. She's going to help us figure this out. And she's also the host of the new podcast, Better Life Lab, that looks at the division between work and leisure time. And she joins us now from Japan. Bridget, please help us out. I'm overworked. You're overworked. Many of our listeners are overworked.
Oh, what you're describing is such a universal feeling for so many people, feeling that they just don't have enough time in a day to do everything they need and want to do, feeling like work slips into the evening, work slips into the weekend. It never seems to end, and you never seem to get any time to do anything else. You know, and that's really universal, whether you're a knowledge worker or whether you're a low-wage worker. It's a really modern predicament that we find ourselves in America. You know, all of the surveys show that whether you call it work-life balance or work-life integration or work-life fit or work-life harmony, whatever you want to call it, people really yearn for it. And why is that so hard? Why are we not able to feel that consistently? And so that's what we're really trying to do with the Better Life Lab podcast is really explore, we call it the art and science of living a full life, just because I hate to use the word work-life balance.
Well, I guess what we're saying is it's almost, there is no such thing these days. There's a feeling of you can never focus, right? There is, mm-hmm. You constantly have something in the back of your mind. And I feel like that takes away from our quality of life, right? Not really ever being able to we talk a lot about mindfulness, but I find that most people find it hard to be mindful in any way because of this sense of overworked.
It's really true. Or this, you know, the sense of always being busy. You've always got so much on your mind. You're thinking about things. You're worrying about things. You're trying to keep track of things. There's a wonderful term that psychologists and social scientists use. It's called contaminated time. And that's where you could be in an activity that looks like leisure, or you could be at your desk looking like you're working hard, and yet you are so lost in your thoughts. You're kind of everywhere and nowhere. And what you're really describing in sort of modern life with all of this, you know, 24/7 globalization, high tech coming at you all the time, is our cognitive bandwidth is really stretched thin.
And I also wonder if at least for me, I find that I spend a lot of time doing everything, and what tends to suffer are my interpersonal relationships because there just isn't time.
And, you know, that's one of the saddest things is because we know from happiness research that real human happiness, the source of human happiness is our connection with other people. You know, and there have been heart studies and health studies, and the people who not only live the longest but feel the most fulfilled, it wasn't the great success at work or some, you know, big prize that they won. It's usually the quality of the relationships that they have. And I think that's something that we all really need to keep in mind is that when we feel that our days are full and our calendars are really full and you can't possibly cram another thing onto your to-do list, you almost need to create that space, put that on your to-do list, that making time for friends, making time for those deep connections, not just an email, not just a like on an Instagram post, but real time to connect with another person.
Well, I think I definitely want to get into the solutions. Listeners, we know some of you are also feeling overworked. And if you are, we'd love to hear from you. Tweet me at Tanzina Vega. Tell me about it or tweet us at The Takeaway. I want to get back to the impact that this that overwork can have on a person. And in your upcoming podcast, we have a Stanford business professor who actually said something I would love our listeners to hear.
It turns out almost all of the workplace practices we looked at, economic insecurity, absence of health insurance, long work hours, shift work, absence of job control, had health effects as large as secondhand smoke.
So are we basically saying overwork can kill you?
That's exactly what Jeff Pfeffer is saying. He worked with some other economists, and they did a meta-analysis of more than 200 studies looking at work and sort of work conditions and stress, and then the illnesses and sickness and even death that can result from work-related stress. And what they've come up with is, through their analysis, is that simply the way that we work, long work hours, a feeling of whether you're in control or not of your work and your workload, if you have an erratic schedule, if you have a toxic boss or a toxic work environment, those kind of softer things. We're not talking about, you know, falling off a ladder or working in a coal mine, but just simply the work environment itself has become the fifth leading cause of death in the United States.
Well, and I also think there's an idea of weakness, right? If we, particularly when it comes to things like mental health, the assumption is the person might be weak. And if we're not working ourselves to death, if we take time to say, you know what, I need a quote-unquote mental health day or just a day or a couple of hours, then there isn't a lot of empathy, I guess, collectively in the American psyche for that.
Well, you know, that is one of the key points that we're really trying to take on, not just at the Better Life Lab podcast, but just the work that we're doing at the Better Life Lab. It's really taking on that notion of the ideal worker. And we do have a very powerful notion in this country that the ideal worker works all the time, never gets sick, never gets tired, doesn't have any caregiving responsibilities, which is basically nobody. You know, when we talk about putting in all these long work hours, there are also really good studies that show there is a lot of wasted time at work. You know, Bain and Company did this fantastic study, and they found that the average middle manager in the United States puts in 6 hours a week of sort of concentrated, meaningful work. And the rest of the time is taken up with emails and meetings and kind of like
politics.
Yeah. And so, you know, when we think about rewarding these long hours, a lot of times we're rewarding really inefficient work.
Now, obviously, a lot of our listeners will say, that sounds great, Bridget, but I can't just stop my job. So what do we do? What are some actual tangible things that people can do when they feel either overworked or that they have no control over whether they're overworked?
Right. Well, I think the very first thing to do is just take that moment to stop and really think about what is the most important thing in that moment. And not just at work, but in your life, you know, because there can be a time when, you know, there's just all sorts of stuff happening in your home life that can be really distracting at work. So we need to stop thinking about those in separate, you know, sort of like work is the only thing that's important today. We need to think about all of those spheres and what is most important. And there shouldn't be more than maybe three things on there.
And with a collective sigh of relief, I'd like to thank you. Bridget Schulte is a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, author of Overwhelmed, Work, Love, and Play When No One Has the Time. And she's also the host of a new podcast, Better Life Lab. Bridget, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.